Okay, welcome to the Emery County Fire Protection Special Service District on April 20th at 5:30, all my other meetings are 7. 5:30 p.m. In attendance we have Chase Majors from Huntington, Scott from Emery,
Cody with BLM,
thank you,
Paul from
Eufra,
Steph
Green River, JC from Orangeville, Randy from Farron, Max, who's a floater from Castledale, and Stoney from Elmo, Nosh from Castledale, and Nancy from Cleveland. Okay, so let's get straight into it. Number one, discuss approve deny minutes for March 17th, 2026 meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Who made that motion?
Stoney.
The one you can't see over here.
Okay, thanks. And Chase, you second?
Scott did.
Scott. That was a Scott second. Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
It has to be yes.
Yes.
Okay. Number two, discuss, approve, deny you for comments and business. So you're up, Paul.
Thank you. So I think you guys all saw in the email on this upcoming regional class, May 1st and 2nd. I haven't seen the numbers change on that, but I am working with Hunter on this. He's asked me to wait till the 24th. He said, give him that amount of time. That's like the 1 week before to start canceling instructors and stuff if we don't get enough students. But you have quite a few people attending. They're just spread out to multiple classes. We're pretty much short on everything except for the rural CTC on Saturday. That one's got the minimum number, and it could take four more if we want to move anybody to that. If we were to combine, let's say, and that's what I'm working with Hunter on, and I don't know if your firefighters would be willing to move, but if they can, we could fill. Like Friday night, we could do vehicle extrication or vent, one or the other, if those students would move. And on Saturday, we could probably fill one of those, like the vent or extrication again if we move people and cancel the afternoon or morning, whatever it works. So I'm kind of working with him, waiting to see what he wants to do. So we'll see. I don't know if you guys want any more detail on who's signed up. Have you seen the roster?
I've seen it.
Do you know who's going? There's no who's going for your department. So.
What's a total count at the moment?
The total count, I'd have to sit here and add them up. Some of these are duplicate, so I'd actually have to sit and count them out. Okay. Some are taking multiple classes.
Right.
So,
well, you notice we had two from Salina on there, too.
Yeah, I got two from Salina, and I guess they canceled.
They canceled?
That's what I heard. There were two that couldn't make it from Salina. And they were removed on Friday night. Actually, they weren't even on there for Friday night. They were on there for Saturday. So there's a little bit of confusion on this Salina one. So we're trying to work it all out. I just don't know if it's going to fly, but we'll see. At least that rural CTC will be a go. Hopefully we can do, we have enough students to at least give you guys an extrication, give you guys a vet, and call it good. So. Working with Hunter, by the way, on lots of classes. I've got 22 entries currently on your guys' smart sheet for either current or upcoming classes. So Hunter's been terrific to work with. Chase, by the way, he's been great. So he's got a lot of things he wants to do, and we'll try to make them all work. So coming up in the future. I think you guys have seen some of the other classes out, the NFA and things like that, so I don't need to go through all of those, but certification wants us to pass on that they're allowing personal computers for online testing. Each candidate will have to download a secure web browser for the exam to launch. So if they want to do that, that will work. There's some Officer One stuff. I don't know how many people you have in Officer One, but they're allowing candidates for to type their answers or rather than handwrite them. So that's something. You guys have any certification testers or trainers on your departments for UFRA? Okay, that one wouldn't apply to you. We got some meetings coming up for them. There's a leadership symposium April 29th. I believe I sent that one out. That's in Murray. I can give you a QR code if you're interested in that. and the Utah Commission for Fire Officer Development, and this is something I was involved in for 10, 12 years. It's kind of in the ground floor building that. It's terrific, but it's a fire officer designation program for the state. They need a fire marshal and training officer. Got an application, a link to the application if you want that. Just let me know and I can send that to you. But if you have a fire marshal or training officer wants to apply for that position, that'd be terrific. It's always good to get more of the volunteer chiefs and fire marshals in there as well and represent this side of it. So, just fire arson death investigation May 7th and 8th. Coming up quick, and I know there's still openings, but that is $350 per person. So that's an expensive one, but that's a great certification to have. So that is what I have. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, so push for our guys to sign up. I texted my guys and said, that's pretty sad. You can't even show up, and it's right in your own freaking station. So
close it's going to get.
I know.
Right? Good training. Exactly. Good training.
So I just hope you keep ventilation Friday night, because that's when I'm doing ventilation, because I'm all day Saturday in CTC. So.
We'll keep something. We okay. can. I just
all my
know.
Guys still need to sign up.
Oh, do it.
Kick them in the butt. They got to tell the 24th or they're going to start pulling.
Yeah, oh, no. Do it now. If we can get enough
we'll do it Wednesday.
In there. huh?
Yeah, during the meeting.
Do you guys all know how to sign up? Does everybody know how to do that? Mm-hmm. Under training and go down to the regionals? Okay, mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, I even helped a couple of Huntington people do that while we were babysitting at easy telephone wire.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So fire and state lands, comments and business. Jeremy says he can't be here, but he did send an email. Everybody looked at their email. East U Plaza fire lessons learned between BLM, the state, and the people, volunteer people. So you might want to go through that and talk to your guys about it. They basically, the come away was a better relationship you have between your guys and the state and BLM, and that the easier it is to work with people and keep track of people and that. So anyway, if you want a copy of that, I can have Nellie make a copy. So anyway, so that's it for Jeremy. Okay, number four, down to BLM.
Oh, hey, Cody. I'm back finally. No, so I don't know how much has been if Jeremy mentioned this, but I'm detailed into the fire operations specialist for the BLM. So I may or may not show up on the fires if we get them, just in that position. We hired a new engine captain, Chris Mojica. I'll try to bring him next meeting so you can meet him and just know a face with when he shows up. We have funding for training, but right now, getting into fire season, mm-hmm. we probably won't be able to help out until fall. So if there's any classes you guys want, we can help provide instructors. Just go through Jeremy on what classes you want. Okay. Nancy brought up the Ute Plaza incident. I haven't read through it, just bits and pieces I've heard on it. Just be open and honest with you if we ask you to do a task. Mm-hmm. Sounds like that individual had some knee problems and didn't disclose it, and they mm-hmm. put him in a situation. I don't know the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I haven't read it, but yeah, if we ask you to do something you don't feel comfortable or whatever, just let us know and we'll find a different assignment for you. And like, yeah, just be open and honest with us and let's keep this relationship going. We don't want to get anybody hurt. And just from my managers, I don't know the tactics it was all involved with that, but kind of this isn't the year to go, I wouldn't say really aggressive on wildland fires. Do what you can until we get there to help you out and mm-hmm. come up with some better ideas. So, but that's it for the BLM.
Okay, thank you. Okay, County Training Committee. Scott.
The hunters made it real easy on me, so really all we have for me, I have for you is regionals. Sign, get your people to sign for regionals. So that we don't have to cancel classes. That's the biggest takeaway I've got from this one.
Oh, and we're building the dollhouses Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Oh, excellent. Good deal.
Yes, we're building dollhouses, and we'll get cute little firefighter guys to hang out in them and burn.
For your ventilation
yes.
training?
No. Yeah. So to be able to do that, I do want to stand up sending a thank you card to CJ's. They donated all four boards that we needed to do this. So
nice.
Anyway, so good it was job. Nice of them. So I figure I'm going to get a thank you card and send it to them. And then he sent a the end of the year, but I guess in June, after there's a break from June for a bit, right?
For what? Oh, trainings? Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've had a few. Oh,
yeah, everybody's busy in July.
Everybody's busy, so yes.
I guess July and August kind of killers time.
June and July are dead.
Yep.
Oh, well, yeah, June on there.
Yeah. June got
but
canceled.
No prop.
Correct.
No prop. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we've always had July off the schedule because it's all yeah, like town events.
Yeah, everybody's busy that month. So, okay. That's everything?
That's it.
Awesome. Okay. I need a discussion about the bills. I don't know when our truck payment's due.
It's February, pretty sure.
So, and nobody downstairs told me anything. Nobody said anything to me. So, I will get that found out so we can get it paid. So, I guess that would be one of the bills, other than paying us. But there wasn't anything in my little drawer except the budget. Mm-hmm. And who got paid last month. So, and so, anyway. Anything else with the bills?
Trying. You'd be quiet.
Go.
I move that we pay our bills. Also, I move that we pay our fire trucks once she gets the invoice in to approve that as well as part of our CIB loan.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, go around the board saying yes.
Chase, yes.
Scott, yes.
Steph, yes.
Yep. Randy, yes.
Buzz, yes.
Stoney, yes.
Yes.
Nancy, yes. Motion passes. Bills will be paid, including the truck payment, once I find it out. Okay, number seven, citizens' concerns. Does anybody have a citizen that talked to them about a concern?
You're a citizen?
Okay, no kids. Okay. Chiefs Roundtable, number eight. Start over here, Chase.
All I've got, we've got Euphra tomorrow night doing a firefighter fundamental in Huntington. And then Wednesday at 1900, if anybody's interested, we'll be doing our pack test. So if you have any firefighters that want to come pack test with us, be at my station at 1900 and we'll go out. My test site is just around Huntington Lake. Mm-hmm. So yes, I understand it's not perfectly flat and there is a 50-foot elevation difference that you make back up. So, but anybody's welcome to come take that pack test with us if they want.
Can you fish if you're walking around?
As long as you can fish fast. Still have to pass the test.
Trolling. Trolling.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
I'm good.
Okay, doing nothing. Steph?
Obviously.
Doing nothing. Tracy? Yeah.
No, Jordan.
Sorry, Jordan.
No,
sorry.
Just a couple things.
Mm-hmm. Almost forgot.
So, how are we doing on Jaws of Life? I know I mentioned a couple. I mean, I know some cities might have old ones. How are we doing on Jaws of Life?
Scotty's got old ones.
And small.
I have.
Are we okay there?
I have to use the engine and use diesel. Or, sorry, hydraulics. Mine's hydraulics.
Well, so hydraulics. Green River, you
really,
got
yeah,
your temporary
yours
set,
on a
or
too, right?
Ours on a
I have their spare set.
Literally, take a weed eater.
We have
you have their
that's
spare set.
I have
their
yeah, so you've got a pump. So Cleveland
and
Elmore.
I think my pump's bigger than your pump.
We sent letters out to like 12 different companies right now trying to get money.
Cleveland has
Elmore's set. We have a demo set we're looking at. We just need to try and get the money up.
It used to be the Cleveland Elmo, and it was all Elmo, and then they split
sounds
it.
Sounds like Elmo might need some, Elmo and Cleveland.
Elmo got most of that, but then...
It's like Elmo and Cleveland need a set.
Okay. So, and so this brings up the other point. So we, well, I know mineral lease money's down a little bit. We did budget a little bit of money just in case for the districts, and so if you have some funds that we need, I mean, some projects or things that we need to... We have a little money there if we need to purchase some things. So,
Jaws of Life.
Let us know if there's a few things, and it's a substantial amount of money. I think it's around 100 or 200,000. So if we need, just know that there's money there. Let's look at the mineral lease money, see where we're at. But this is a good year to purchase some of those things that we're going to need over the next couple of years. So think about that.
Okay.
And maybe we can try to approve something in the next. Or if we just have a letter saying, hey, we need this, this, and this for our cities, then we can take it and help you with that. So keep that in mind if there's things that you need.
So you want the mayor from the city to write it? Or
I
just
think just from this group, yeah.
Okay, just the chiefs.
Yeah, okay. The chiefs.
Letter from chiefs.
Visit with your city if there's some things that you need.
Letter from the fire district.
Yeah, letter from the fire district on needs. Or if we're way low on mineral lease money, you might need to use some of these funds for operating budget. Mm-hmm. So let's think about it. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Now, Tracy.
Who all has airbags?
I do.
You mean for extrication? Yeah.
Okay. What kind of airbags? Lift bags or door jam bags? Big lift bags?
Three kind of bags.
Mm-hmm.
Lift bags.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. We had a, went up to the new cow and had a little work up there. There'd be good if something does happen up there, be good. But there was one guy up there at Covet. Jerk. But anyway, that's, there's always going to be one somewhere. But it was good. And then we went out to the solar field. Mm-hmm. I already know where I'm going to stage. Up on the hill, there's a little shed and a picnic table.
And that's right in the middle of them all.
I know. It's up on a hill, but that's where I'm going to be. So that's all I got.
Okay. Karen.
I have two cars sitting at my station if we need them for extrication for regionals.
Bye, Tracy.
Leave your one sheet on the table, Tracy.
Tracy, your payment paper, leave it behind.
Or don't, just take it with you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Save us some money. So I've got two cars at my station for extrication if we need them. We just got to get them hauled over from Farron.
Okay, I have no idea who's looked into that or what's what.
Well, if we don't need them, then I'll do an in-house with them. There's no big deal.
I don't have a clue is what so, I'm saying. I don't know if anybody's done that.
Other than that, we did our pack test. I do need to try and find an RT-130 somewhere. I have one firefighter who had to work.
Oh. So.
Get with me after and we can talk on that.
I just know Jeremy said he's limited, so.
I know.
And I'd heard rumor that you could do your, you could teach your own RT-130?
If you have a engine cab.
Do you have to be a single resource? Okay.
Yep.
I didn't hear any stipulations to it, but I would assume that would be one of them. Okay.
Because we used to do it, and they either changed the rules or enforced the rules. I don't know which.
Right.
Okay. Well, if you do one, let me know. If they have two people, I really need to bash their heads and get them there.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Okay. Stoney.
Good.
Nosh.
Just on the, did they okay the per fire prevention stuff for the parade, for the PC?
Oh, yeah, I put your guys in.
I know, but did they have to okay it? Jeremy said don't buy nothing until they okayed it. Did they okay it, or?
Natalie, did we get that PC signed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I assume that's a yes. All right.
Yes. Let me make sure.
Okay.
Because
I'm pretty sure I sent things to her and Jeremy.
Jeremy, and then she sent things to Jeremy, and we were waiting for somebody's signature.
Okay.
Big wigs.
All right. So that's all we have.
Okay. So Cleveland Station, everybody please sign up. Come to Cleveland. I'll figure out where you can park, because you won't be able to park around the station. Probably over by the old town hall. So please make sure you guys sign up so we have lots of attendance to that. And thank you guys for getting your pack tests and that done. Remember, he wants them by May 1st. Mm-hmm. So let's make sure we have it accomplished. Okay, that's all I got.
Gotta make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Tony.
Second that.
And everybody agrees.
Yep. Max. Adjourn!
Yes.
How long they all should be.
What is this something that happened?
Yeah. No worries. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.